For this week's X's and O's, we have Jamal Singleton in studio talking about running backs. It was a pretty good game for running backs. I want to first talk about Frank Gore. He's climbing those boards, getting milestone after milestone. What is it like having a Frank Gore in your room?
Well, you talk about a guy that's done it all. He's been there, done that. He's seen pretty much every look and played just amazingly in games throughout his entire career. So for a guy like that to be in the room, especially for me, I've coached in the NFL for just going on my second year, to have his knowledge in the room to help has been unbelievable. His work with the young guys, I mean, with Marlon, just the things he tells them and the expertise that he can provide and other things that maybe coaching we don't pick up on. Him as a player has been just awesome having him in the room.
Yeah, I tell people anytime they ask, oh, Frank Gore, like, oh, with the Colts, how is that? And I'm like, that is the most football-minded individual that I talk to. He's just football all the time.
He is.
All the time.
That's one of the assessments. I mean, the greatest compliment you can give a guy is just call him, hey, he's a football player.
Yeah, unbelievable. You talked about mentoring some of the younger guys. We are talking about Marlon Mack today. He had a run in overtime. It was right before the two-minute warning that set up the field goal for Adam Vinatieri. And this is a rookie we're talking about. So walk me through this. This is about 2:15 left in overtime. If you remember that play, check it out.
Yep, no doubt. It's we basically got a split zone play that we're going, a split inside zone play. And what we're going to do is we're going to give some eye violations, as we call them, to the defense. So one of the first ones is going to be T.Y. Hilton. We're going to bring him around, basically kind of fake a handoff for him. And we know, I mean, he's going to attract some attention with his motion. The next part of it, so we kind of add to it, is Brandon Williams is also going to come backside away. He's going to be responsible for basically cutting the backside in this play. So we're showing a whole lot of movement going away from the actual direction that the ball is going to go. And you'll see the reaction by the defenders as we start going here. His movement, because of Brandon, is going to allow Kamar to just get a nice edge block on him with really not having to do a whole lot but get in great position. Mm-hmm. You see the DB that's chasing T.Y. basically as it comes.
You have to and respect
even
T.Y.
These, absolutely. And even these backside backers, what we call that is a fallback technique. They see a guy flashing across their face, their first instinct is to fall back.
Okay.
So Marlon actually comes up here, and we always talk about you're going to get that fallback technique. It's got a good chance to stay front side a lot more. Now, front side and out the front door are two different things, but in this case, because of some color that showed that he felt, he used what's his speed. And we brought up Frank Gore as we were watching this clip in meetings. Frank's like, you just got to let him do what he does. And that's part of it, Marlon having the speed and the ability to get outside. Because you can guarantee he doesn't get around this edge, he's sitting over next to me on the sideline getting an earful. But because he has that speed and technique, you can see him here. Now he's got a D lineman is really the first guy that can make a play on him.
And he better not make a play on him.
He better not. All right. There's a reason why he comes in the weight that he does, and he's a little bit bigger. So he better be able to outrun him. The next part, and I got to give Marlon a little bit of a hard time here, because although this is a great play, big play, it could be better.
Okay.
You know, you see this point right here. He's got this safety really kind of running, just trying to get an angle. And as he dips inside just a little bit, you'll see the safety's head flip inside.
No, he's not even looking up.
He doesn't have any idea where the ball carrier's at. So you bring it in here, and as he winds across, we'll skid back here to the wide. As he comes out that front door, if he just right there dips inside and then goes back outside, he might score.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time. Just looking at it here from the sideline view, is now when we cut back across the grain in the field, you bring in defenders that were earlier no part of the play.
Correct.
And 53 is this is a perfect example. From right here, 53 doesn't have a chance to
he
make
does,
a play.
I don't think he thinks
still
he
doesn't
does
have
it.
A chance. You can see it.
Right.
But when he thinks he does, then he accelerates. And we really bring him into play when actually we could have stayed one on one with the safety. But 2 minutes in the game, overtime, you've put a lot of big play like this that sets up our winning field goal. He gets a slight pass on that.
He can still get a gold star as far as this studio is concerned.
Can.
Always a teaching
Absolutely.
Moment. This is great. A big play in the game. Like we said, set up Adam Vinatieri's winning field goal against the 49ers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.